Radio.
Meditations by Father John Vlada.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord, we put ourselves, as always, in good company. Our Immaculate Mother, who prayed always, was so aware of the presence of God in the life of the Jewish people, especially throughout that Old Testament, the presence of God in her own life, Lord, in you. She had heard the Word of God and kept it. She welcomed the Word of God into her womb, and the Word became flesh. And help us to pray like Mary. And then Saint Joseph, and he too, as a good Jew, knew how important God was to his people. And he too knew that you were God. And he talked with you. Saint Joseph, help us to pray. And then our guardian angel, always there to help us to pray well. And now in this time of prayer, we open the Gospel of Saint Mark to the 6th chapter and a very familiar passage. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a little." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a lonely place by themselves. They had scarcely any leisure even to eat. Lord, this was your life. You were constantly giving of yourself to others. You didn't have time for yourself. And that's why you had come. You had come, yes, to redeem us by your suffering and death on the cross, but to form the apostles, to found the church, to give us the sacraments, to preach your word, to preach the gospel of the kingdom. And people were clamoring for your attention, and you scarcely had leisure even to eat. And we see how in the boat on one occasion, in the midst of that storm, you were sound asleep, you were so tired. We see you at the well with that Samaritan woman, and the Gospel says that you were exhausted from the journey, always on the move. We pray about our own use of time. And as always, you are the model. You came to fulfill that mission that the Father had given you. And each one of us has a mission. God created us through the love of our parents, to fulfill some mission in his great plan, some mission in the church. And from all eternity, he knew us, and he called us to fulfill that mission. Are we using our time well to fulfill it? Saint José María, in his book, Friends of God, has a homily entitled, "Time is a Treasure." And toward the beginning of that homily, he says, "I want to talk to you about time that passes so swiftly. I am not going to repeat to you the well-known phrase about 1 year more being 1 year less. Nor am I going to suggest that you ask around what others think of the passage of time. If you were to do so, you would probably hear something like, 'O divine treasure of youth that slips away, never more to return.' Though I admit you may come across other views with a deeper and more supernatural content. Nor is it my purpose to dwell nostalgically on the brevity of human life. For us Christians, the fleetingness of our journey through life should instead be a spur to help us make better use of our time. The fleetingness of our journey. We don't know how long we have. In this same homily a bit later, St. Jose Maria says, God may have given us just one more year in which to serve him. Don't think of 5 or even 2. Just concentrate on this one year that has just started. Give it to God. Don't bury it. This is the resolution we ought to make. And we probably all know people who have died suddenly, when they thought they had many years in front of them. And Lord, suddenly you call them. We don't know how long we have. Help us to use this time well, for as St. Jose Maria entitles that homily, time is a treasure. It's an opportunity to serve you, to serve souls, to do all we can. What we can't do is to do what a marathon runner does, to pace himself or herself, 42 kilometers. I can't overdo it. But we know that in this race of life, and St. Paul refers to that race, I have finished the race, he says, at the end of his life. We don't get exhausted if we work hard. We don't have to pace ourselves. We can work hard every day. We can fill the time well. We sleep at night, and we arise the next day with plenty of energy for another day. What we can't do is waste time. It is that opportunity you give us, that treasure. I once saw a sign on the wall of an academic which said, yesterday is history, tomorrow is mystery, today is a gift. That is why it is called the present. Only now, in this moment that is the present, that gift from God, the present from God, can we sanctify ourselves? Can we do God's will? What is past, we can't relive it. What is future has not yet come. We can live in this moment. And Lord, help us to use this moment, these constant moments that are the present throughout our life, use them well to store up a great treasure. St. Jose Maria goes on in that homily, time is a treasure. When I reflect on this, how well I understand St. Paul's exclamation when he writes to the Corinthians, tempus breve est. Time is short. How short indeed is the time of our passing through this world. For the true Christian, these words ring deep down in his heart as a reproach for his lack of generosity and as a constant invitation to be loyal. Brief indeed is our time for loving, for giving, for making atonement. It would be very wrong, therefore, for us to waste it or to cast this treasure irresponsibly overboard. We mustn't squander this period of the world's history which God has entrusted to each one of us. Brief indeed is our time for loving, for giving, for making atonement. If we were to live 100 years or more, as increasing numbers of people do, it's still short for loving, for giving, for making atonement, for helping other souls to find God, to store up our own treasure in heaven, to grow in love, in sanctity, to have that great reward that will await us if we have used our time well. The Roman philosopher Seneca wisely says in a treatise entitled De Brevitate Vitae, on the shortness of life, it is not that we have so little time, but that we have wasted so much of it. Lord, help us not to waste time, which is a treasure. And going a little further on in this homily of St. Jose Maria, he says, I'd like to remind you once more that we don't have much time left. Tempus brevi est. Because life on earth is short. And also that since we have the means, all that's needed is our goodwill to make use of the opportunities that God grants us. From the moment that our Lord came into the world, the acceptable time, the day of salvation commenced for us and for all men. May our Father God never have to cast upon us the reproach he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. The kite circling in the air knows its time. Turtle dove can guess, and swallow and stork, when they should return. Only for my people, the divine appointment passes unobserved. Lord, how sad. If those animals, those birds, know their appointed time, and for your people, that divine appointment passes unobserved for me, that time that you have given me, that calling of yours to do your will, to help others, to store up treasure in heaven, and I'm not taking advantage of it. Lord, I'm sorry for all the time I have wasted in my life. And St. Jose Maria goes on, there are no bad or inopportune days. All days are good for serving God. Days become bad only when men spoil them with their lack of faith, their laziness, and their indolence, which turns them away from working with God and for God. At all times, I will bless the Lord, says the psalmist. Time is a treasure that melts away. It escapes from us, slipping through our fingers like water through the mountain rocks. Tomorrow, St. Jose Maria goes on, will soon be another yesterday. Our lives are so very short. Yesterday has gone, and today is passing by. But what a great deal can be done for the love of God in this short space of time. Yes, how much can be done. And Lord, help me to use this time well. We ask ourselves, each one of us, in the silence of our prayer and in all sincerity, how well do I use my time? This day that we are living now, yesterday that is still fresh in our memory, how well do I use my time? Am I busy using this treasure that you have given us? Or do I waste so much of it? How much time do I spend watching television, accessing the social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter? They can be useful means of communication and of information, but always with limits, with moderation. It is so easy to get caught up in these forms of entertainment, which we can justify as forms of formation or of education, and we know that has very little value. And then in the day, yes, we were always doing something, but Lord, we were not doing your will. Help me to do what you are asking. Another question we can ask, and we don't in a sense care very much about the answer, is what reputation do I have? Do I have a reputation in the eyes of others as a person that is always busy, that is achieving so much? Or do they regard me as lazy, doing so little? And when we think of people, there are some of whom we can say, I don't understand it. She has so little time, and she achieves so much. And conversely, others, I don't understand it. She has so much time, and she achieves so little. Lord, help us to be the one that has little time and achieves so much. And always to remember that adage which is so true, the work expands to fill the time. If we have 3 hours in the morning to do a job, the job will take 3 hours. But if when we begin that job, we look at our watch and we say, I've got to finish this in an hour and a half, we will probably finish it much closer to an hour and a half than 3 hours. We have to be careful of justifying our effort by saying, I was busy. Yes, we were busy, but we could have worked much harder, much faster. And we see this in workplaces. There are people that take twice as long as others to do the same job. What a waste. And in a sense, in the workplace, what an injustice. They are using their employer's money and time to do so little. Lord, help me to be one of those who achieves much with little time. To live, as St. Jose Maria said, and to die squeezed out like a lemon. To give ourselves to the end. Not to finish our life with plenty of energy left. To use each day, which for all we know will be the last. We don't know when you are going to call us. Let us live this day, this week, this month, this year well, because it may be our last. More words of St. Jose Maria. This world, my children, is slipping from our grasp. We cannot waste time, for it is short. We must earnestly commit ourselves to the task of our personal sanctification and to the apostolic work which our Lord has entrusted to us. We must spend our time faithfully and loyally, and administer well with a sense of responsibility the talents we have received. To spend our time faithfully and loyally. And they say, if you want to get a job done, give it to a busy person. And why give it to a busy person who already has more than they can handle? Because they will get it done for you. And often there will be people who need a job done. And they think, who can we get to do this? And they think of us. Will someone say, no, not him, not her. The last time we gave her or him a job, it took forever. And in the end, we had to do it ourselves. Let them rather say, well, she or he has so much on their plate, but yes, she or he will do the job. Let us be that person. And what we discover when people come with more work is that while we think we couldn't possibly do any more, we can. We discover that we have seen it so often in our life. We thought we were at the limit of our possibilities, and they came with more work. We took it on, perhaps reluctantly, but we did it. And how can we do that? How can we do so many things? First of all, to have a plan. To have a hierarchy of jobs with a sense of priority for each one. This one I must do today, that one I could leave until tomorrow or even next week. These 6 I really should do today, and the one I should do first is this one. When we have it down on paper, or at least ordered in our mind, we are more relaxed. Now we know what we ought to do. And then we set out to do that first job, and we don't put it off. We live that odie nunc, today, now. That we not be a procrastinator. And the etymology of the word procrastination is very revealing. It comes from the Latin words pro and cras. Pro is for, and cras means tomorrow. For tomorrow. Put it off until tomorrow. Mañana. No, today, now, start now. And that difficult job that we have been putting off, that one especially, to begin it now. And then as we begin each task, we can think, how long should this take? And what is the minimum time in which I can do it well? And we look at our watch and we set a deadline. And we keep looking at our watch as we do it without becoming paranoid, without becoming obsessive. But yes, working more quickly so we can finish that job and then get to the next one and the next one. And at the end of the day, we will be surprised that we have been able to do so much because we had a plan and we worked quickly and we didn't put things off. And then always to have time for others too. Because sometimes we can get so obsessed with our work and our busyness that we don't have time for others. We must have time for them. And they'll often say of the saints that while they were very busy doing their work, if someone came to them, they'd put their work aside, gave all of their attention to this person that needed their time, and as the person was going out the door, once again, they were back at work. Lord, this is part of your demand for us too. Not just to do our job, but to look after others, and especially members of our families. They come to us, they want some time, let us put things aside. If the daughter comes and says, Mommy, guess what happened at school today? The mother stops what she is doing and pays 100% attention to her daughter. I think of that story that Mitch Albom tells in his book, Have a Little Faith. In that book, Mitch has been asked to give the eulogy for a Jewish rabbi, and that rabbi wouldn't die for another some 10 years. But Mitch got to know him in that time, and the rabbi showed him his papers. And amongst those papers were his notes for his sermons. And in one of them, this story about the little girl that comes precisely to her mother, who is preparing the meal. And let us say the mother is peeling potatoes. And the girl says, Mommy, guess what happened? And the mother continues peeling potatoes and says, I'm listening, tell me. And the girl says, But you're not listening with your eyes. How powerful is that? Listen with your eyes. Stop what you are doing. Maybe the dad is watching the news on television and the son comes or the daughter comes. Guess what happened? And then the father says he's listening as he gives one ear to the television set and his eyes and one ear to his child. No, turn off the television. Listen wholeheartedly. We have to give ourselves to others too. They have a right to our time. And this is God's will for us. Not only to get through our paperwork or whatever else we are doing, but to have time for others. And to take advantage of our days to help others to find God. Lord, you put various people in our lives. In our workplace, in our family, in our community, in the various clubs and societies and associations to which we belong. And you put those persons there sometimes for a very short time. But let us take advantage of those connections, those friendships, to help those people, to give them good example, to get to know them. And then we can help them. And Lord, we think of your own life. Nicodemus came at night, and you had that long conversation with him. John and Andrew came, sent by John the Baptist, late in the afternoon. They spent the rest of the day with you, and you showed them that you were indeed the Messiah, the one that was to come. And Andrew went and brought his brother, Peter. That moment with the Samaritan woman at the well. You were there, she came to draw water. That conversation that ensued, which led her to go back to the village and bring many other people, and they were converted. You took advantage of those fleeting opportunities to help souls. And this is part of the use of our time, too. And let us never forget that we may need a rest. We say, I need a holiday. But the devil doesn't take holidays, and he is constantly winning souls away from God, that we take advantage too of the opportunities to help souls to find God, that we use our time well. Time is short. And St. Jose Maria says in his book, Furrow, if you waste hours and days, if you kill time, you are opening the doors of your soul to the devil. That way of behaving is equivalent to saying to him, make yourself at home. How graphic, how tragic, if a person in wasting time was in equivalent terms saying to the devil, make yourself at home. And when I was little, we didn't have catechism in the school, in the state school where I went. We had it at the parish. And I can still remember the nuns telling us, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And how true those words are. When we are idle, the devil gets in with those suggestions of, why don't you do this? Why don't you look at that? Why don't you think this? And he leads us so quickly into sin because we were idle. Lord, help us to be busy all day long, to do your work, to store up that treasure in heaven, using this time, which is a treasure. And then this other point of St. Jose Maria in Furrow, I grant you it is difficult not to waste time. But notice that God's enemy, the other side, does not rest. What is more, remember the truth that Paul, a champion of the love of God, proclaims, tempus brevi est. This life is slipping away through our fingers, and it is impossible to recover it. Time is passing. We can use it well. We can store up treasure in heaven, or we can waste it. And then we can never recover it. Lord, give us that desire to use what remains of our life, 80, 100 years, 20, 10, 1. Use it well. Use it to the full. There is so much to do. And when we use our time well, even if we end the day exhausted, there is that great joy. And St. Jose Maria has another point in Furrow in the chapter on work. Sadness and uneasiness grow in proportion to the time you waste. When you feel a holy impatience to use every minute, you will be filled with joy and peace because you will not be thinking about yourself. Lord, help us to find that joy of using our time well, of using this life that you have given us, using it well. And we go to Our Lady. And Mary, you were busy looking after the Holy Family, and you were busy looking after others as you went for those 3 months to help Elizabeth until she gave birth to John the Baptist. And you brought joy to Elizabeth and to John the Baptist and to Mary herself. Mary, help us to use this life that God has given us, this time that God has given us, this time that is a treasure, to use it well. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
For more from Father Flada, visit fatherfladablog.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.